The Haynesboro Planning Commission Thursday denied a permit for a heliport off of Chilcat Lake Road near 26 Mile. The tense meeting lasted 4 hours and often veered into a larger discussion about the borough's role in regulating heliports in Haynes. Scott Sundberg owns Big Salmon Ventures and heliski business Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, or SEBA. He requested a conditional use permit for the Chilcat Lake Road heliport.
It's time to say yes. We've been patient, SEBA and Big Salmon, and worked thoroughly with the borough and residents to make this a fair and balanced request. We would have never invested our time and money into this property if we really felt like it was truly going to be over-impactful, create undue noise.
Sundberg said no one was entitled to a noiseless wilderness, but several Upper Valley residents disagreed. Here's Shauna Kinnison.
Last winter, we lived with the reality of the helicopters, and I have to say it was far more disturbing than I thought it was going to be.
The heliport operated last winter on a temporary conditional use permit. That was granted by the Borough Assembly after the Planning Commission rejected the heliport, and Sundberg appealed their decision. Here's Upper Valley resident Joshua Grimm.
Yeah, last year when the helicopter showed up and people showed up, it really changed the character of the neighborhood. It was a lot louder. I mean, I was walking down the street and people are driving like crazy, hollering at me. I felt like I was in a big city.
Sean McNamara told the Planning Commission that people's personal opinions aren't what they should be weighing. He said this is a general use area, not residential, so the commission should grant the permit.
Now there's a lot of complainers, but it's general use land. You can do anything in there.
After hearing both support and disapproval from members of the public, the planners considered their decision. Commissioner Brenda Josephson referred to the concern of noise pollution.
The challenge comes is when do your rights end and another person's rights begin?
In other words, where do the residents' right to peace and quiet end and the heliski company's rights to operate begin? Commissioner Donnie Turner saw a conflict in what residents were saying. He said people buy property in the Upper Valley for the freedom it offers, but then they're asking to restrict the freedom of the heliski industry.
If you want the freedom to not have to get a building permit, not to be to do whatever you want on your property, then you have to let the freedom for the neighbor to be able to do exactly the same thing.
Turner said if the residents don't want helicopters there, they should ask to rezone the area residential instead of general use. Planning Chair Rob Goldberg argued it's not zoned residential, but there are a lot of residences there. He and Commissioner Heather Lendy referred to the slew of letters they received about the heliport.
And the comments are overwhelmingly against granting the conditional use permit.
That included a letter opposing the heliport from the University of Alaska, a neighboring property owner. The Planning Commission's vote was 4-2 against the conditional use permit. Turner and Josephson voted for it. Goldberg, Lendy, Lee Heinmiller, and Robert Venables voted against. Throughout the meeting, the commission and members of the public talked about what the Haynesboro Comprehensive Plan has to say about heliports. The plan states that there should be two helipads, one at the airport and the other a public helipad designated by the borough. That would consolidate helicopter operations in two places instead of spreading them out on privately owned land. Commissioner Venables made a motion for the Borough Assembly to explore the idea of a public heliport.
To recommend the Assembly set aside funds and task staff to identify possible sites for public heliport between 25 Mile and 35 Mile.
The Chilcat Lake Road heliport was just one of two on the commission's agenda. They also considered a conditional use permit at 35 Mile from Michael Wilson of Alaska Heliskiing. The commission postponed a decision on that permit for a second time because neighboring property owner Nick Kokotovich came forward, saying he had just a few hours before found out about the proposal.
I'm going to build a house up there, a cabin, and I'm going to retire up there one of these days. I do not want helicopters taken off from 35 Mile.
Kokotovich said his siblings, who also have stakes in the property, had not been notified about the heliport. So the commission decided to delay their vote until the next meeting. Finally, the commission discussed the helicopter noise study that was commissioned by the borough for about $40,000. The planners were unanimous in their disappointment. They said the study did not use measurements that factored in the low frequency of helicopter noise, or, as Goldberg put it,
the sounds that you feel rather than hear.
Planner Lee Heinmiller put it bluntly. He said the only thing he would use this study for is fire starter. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.